About this time last year on Life Matters, we did an interview the day a new campaign called Drinkwise was launched. You might recall this is an initiative developed and funded by the alcohol industry to provide we drinkers with more information about the health risks of grog. A bit like those graphic images you see on cigarette packets, only these were more genteel sort of series of text labels. So 12 months on, what's happened? A report released today by the Ipsos Social Research Institute would indicate not very much. Ipsos has found that fewer than one in six alcohol products it sampled carried any Drinkwise messages, and how the labels appear is a concern too. Michael Thorne is the chief executive of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. Michael, thanks for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. How are you this morning?
Very well indeed. Has this voluntary initiative by the alcohol industry failed to deliver in your mind?
It's certainly failing to deliver in our mind, and I have to say we're not surprised. I think it's entirely predictable that this is what the outcome was going to be.
What were the key results in this evaluation by Ipsos? They certainly found that only one in six products carried any Drinkwise information, but how many products did they sample? What sort of snapshot is this?
A fairly large sample. It's over 250 products, looking at both. We're looking at all types of alcohol products: beer, spirits, spirit blends, and wine. And as you can appreciate, there are literally thousands of different brands out there. So we've done a fairly sizable sample here. They've looked at not only the products themselves, but also packaging. I think the key things, as you say, only one in six of the products are carrying any message at all. We find a proliferation of messages in that there are some Drinkwise messages, about half of the messages that we're seeing on them, but there's then a plethora of other messages, even messages that come from overseas and relate to campaigns being conducted in other countries that are not
for example in New Zealand. Just to remind people, Michael, the Drinkwise strategy included a handful of different labels for bottles and cans with messages or questions on them. So, for example, about kids and alcohol, about pregnancy and alcohol, or in some cases a link to the Drinkwise website for more information.
And I think that last one is really where I think the industry is outed, because that message is no more than says get the facts and refers you to a drink to the Drinkwise website, and we think that that's very deficient. I think the other thing, other factors to bear in mind here, or what the audit found, is that most of the messages that we're seeing are on the back of products. They're very small and inconspicuous. Another thing is that in December last year, food ministers around and health ministers around Australia decided that there should be a mandatory, there should be a pregnancy warning label on all alcohol products. This report has shown that that's on all alcohol products, that only about 2% of alcohol products are carrying any form of message, and most of those are small, very small and inconspicuous.
And I think only 6% of wine products are carrying a pregnancy message. And there are two, they're taking a different shape as well. There's a sort of silhouette of a pregnant woman with a cross out in it, a struck through silhouette. That's one option. 21% carried that silhouette. A further 8% with the silhouette carried the message get the facts at Drinkwise, the website. But there's also an option to have it's safest not to drink while pregnant. Did that appear many times?
It's certainly there, but it's certainly not what you would expect in terms of a comprehensive representation across product at this stage of where we would expect to see the placement of that product. So, 12 months out from when Drinkwise launched this, we're really not seeing much of a representation of it, and I'm not surprised.
And only 10% of products had kids and alcohol don't mix. The majority which was 50%, well, 49% of products carried only the website, no other message.
Yeah, and that's just within that 16% of products that are carrying this label. So in the vast majority of the products are not carrying anything at all. So what I suppose the other thing here to point out is the public health sector had expected that following the Blewett report at the beginning of 2011 that we would see proper health warnings applied to all alcohol products. We're not seeing that. Most of these are barely consumer information messages. And the other thing that we're not seeing is that government, having made that decision, they're not setting out clearly what their expectations are about the standard for the development and placement of these messages. So, you know, there's no indication of what the minimum size should be. There's no indication of where they should be placed on the packaging, and there's no indication of what the message should be when it comes to the text messaging, for instance, or the symbol that is to be used.
Well, Michael, I think the government said that they'd give the industry 2 years to voluntarily implement warning labels, after which they'd make a move to mandate pregnancy alcohol warning labels. Is this all too slow for you?
Well, look, 9 months after that decision, we still don't have an indication from government of how they're going to go about regulating pregnancy warning labels on alcohol products, despite repeated requests from public health interests about this. So, yes, I am very concerned that there will be backpedalling and that the industry will be lobbying government to minimise the impact of this on their industry.
For you, Michael Thorne, is there a priority list in terms of what should appear on alcohol bottles or products? I mean, for example, should pregnancy be the one that is selected?
Look, I think there are two ways of looking at that. Firstly, that's been the decision, and if that's what we're going to do, we should go with it and we should do it properly. Now, we know from the experience in other countries with alcohol labelling, and we know from the history of the way that we have placed health warnings on tobacco, that there are right ways and wrong ways of doing it. The right way to do it is to have a clear front of package health warning message that is actually spells out that this is a health warning, sets down in black and white what those health messages should be, such as it's safest not to drink while pregnant, you know, don't drink and drive, those sorts of clear and unambiguous health messages. And we say that the evidence shows that there should be a series of rotating messages so that
people don't get used to them, in a sense.
Yes.
When you say the right way to go, is there evidence that labels like this, worded in particular ways, do actually change drinking behaviours?
I wouldn't say that they change behaviours alone. There's certainly evidence from the US that it raises awareness amongst drinkers. Certainly our work in Australia would show, for instance, that the standard drink label which is on products is recognised in some quarters. Others, it does the job quite poorly. But the best evidence about how to go about it, and I'm not saying that we apply this message, really has come from what's been done with cigarette package labelling. You know, now there's sort of 30 years of experience about what impact that has
on... So you'd like to see graphic mandatory labelling on alcohol products?
We're not arguing for that, no, not at all. We are arguing for a simple, largely text-based and symbol-based system that simply spells out what we see as the sort of half a dozen key issues around harms caused by alcohol. you know, we need to do this modestly, but we need to do it properly.
Michael Thorne, thank you very much for joining us on Life Matters to give us an update on this one. We appreciate it very much.
That's my pleasure.
Michael Thorne there. He's Chief Executive of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, and I expect we'll follow up on this story about the DrinkWise labels on alcohol products. I wonder if you've noticed them. Do you think they'd change your behaviour? Love to know. Get on our website, abc.net.au/Radio National, and look for Life Matters. Or there's our Facebook page. Just search Radio National and Life Matters. Coming up, well, an absolute stalwart of the mental illness advocacy movement. You're with Life Matters. I'm Natasha Mitchell, and this is Radio National.